What are you eating?
I have a lemon drop in my mouth.
Why?
I just had like a huge coughing jag.
Yeah, you got the COVID again.
I don't think I have the, well, I know I didn't have the COVID when I woke up this morning because I was just tested because, you know, I do all that other.
You were tested today.
I was tested for yesterday. So I know I didn't have COVID
yesterday.
Uh-huh. But today was the Gracies. And I got this cute little mask to wear because I was like, well, it's a Gracies. I'm getting all dressed up. Let me wear like a cute little mask. So I got this mask with like little rhinestones on it and really pretty. I walked in. I was the only bitch in there with a mask on. Not one person had a mask on. Not one. Not
really.
One. Not one. But when you walk in, you have to show vaccination status. So you have to be vaccinated to be in there. So I was like, all right, fine. I took my mask off, you know, peer pressure. Took my mask off to be with everybody else without their masks on. I have two friends that are close talkers. They're like nose to nose with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could smell their breath. I could smell everything they had for breakfast, lunch, dinner. I could smell like whatever gum they were chewing right up there, right up in your face. And one of them I know used to be an anti-vaxxer, but obviously had to get in here. You had to be vaccinated. So I close talked with two people that one of them I know
probably
is definitely
have COVID.
Well, one of them's not vaccinated. The other is. But I don't know how that other person got in unless they had a fake vaccination card or I don't know what happens. Do you have a religious reason on your way in? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They have a way. But I was walking around the whole time. It's the Gracies. So there's a bunch of people there. In case you don't know, Anthony and I have 5 Gracie Awards for the show between us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gracie Awards are kind of like the Emmys of radio. I would say, what would you say with the, like the Marconis are the Oscars.
Right.
And the Gracies are kind of like
the Emmys.
This is
like the Blockbuster Award.
No, it's bigger than that, you idiot.
When Blockbuster was around, it was the Blockbuster Award.
No, it's bigger. That's like a Golden Globe. It's an important award to have.
Okay, Golden Globe then.
Okay, fine. Golden Globe. So
it's a Tony.
It's a Tony Award. It's a big deal is the point. So I was there. This year I was a judge. I wasn't a winner. But once you've won, sometimes they ask you to come on and judge. So you know me. I love judging everything and everybody. So when they asked me to be a judge, I was like, I get to judge people and you have to listen to me? Awesome. So I was there today as a judge. Everybody was there from, like, all of our old radio stations. Anthony and I were syndicated on 180 stations around the country. A bunch of those people were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in radio nearly 20 years. Everybody from all my walks of life, every company I've worked for. There was a guy there in particular that I wasn't going to say hi to, but because I had you in my head, you call him a name from Silicon Valley, but I'm not going to say it.
Oh, he was there. I thought he wasn't even in radio anymore.
Not now, Jin Yang, not now!
He was fired from that last place that we worked at. Just this year, he was hired elsewhere.
At another radio company?
Yes.
Jin Yang, come here!
He must talk a good frickin' game. That's all I know. You know, people like that continue to get jobs. You must do really good interview. That's all I know. Your resume must look fantastic. Because you're a douchebag that knows dick about
radio.
That's
the thing I don't understand. That's the thing I don't understand. Well, no, he's all social media. He's a social media person. He's not a radio person anymore. It's all social media. He's on the business end of things. And that's the stuff he really knows.
Yeah, I have no love for that guy.
I know you don't. But he was very friendly, really happy to see me, gave me a big hug.
That douchebag's got the monkeypox. I guarantee it.
Anyway, so it was a lot of people that we do love. When you and I were syndicated, we were syndicated on a lot of stations with people that we loved. Other radio personalities that we liked, people that were decision makers that we liked. All of those people were there, and I wasn't expecting to see them. So that was kind of fun, but I ended up socializing. So first I socialized with the people at one table.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to another table, and then my agent was at this other table, and there was a chair there. And some old friends of mine were there, so I sat with them. And then I saw some more old friends of mine, and then they were like, well, we're all going out for drinks afterwards. So, of course, after the Gracies, after I schmoozed around a room of 200-plus people...
Sucking up all the germs.
sucking up all the germs. Then I went to some random bar where I sucked up some more germs with some more people I hadn't seen at the Gracie's, and then some other new people that I'd never met before that were, you know, that were at the Gracie's, but they were new to me. So, and then I sat down and like really bonded with a couple of them, but we did a lot of like close talking and touching and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So I'm hoping this is not a super spreader event. I'm hoping those days are over.
I think both of them were.
It's scary because you think that, well, we're all vaccinated. We're fine. It's good. Not a problem. We have to show vaccination to get into this event, you know? But a friend of ours, you and I, got married a couple of weeks ago in Nashville. And I was planning on going. I was all set to go, but I had a family thing that kept me, that I had to cancel and I couldn't go. So I called him a couple of days later, like after his, he didn't go on a honeymoon, he went on a mini moon. I called him after his mini moon and said, how'd it go? He said, everybody got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He said, turns out our wedding was a super spreader event. And I was like, well, isn't everybody vaccinated? Yeah, but
it
maybe.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Dr.
Fauci has got COVID right now.
Yeah.
He was one of the first to be vaccinated. He's got so much vaccines running through his body, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Right. Well, so I have decided after my coughing jag today that I probably definitely have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I've already like gotten my mind around that I have COVID again for a second time. I'm taking a COVID test on Friday for a job I'm doing Monday. I work these weird jobs that they make you get tested 2-3 days in advance. So I'll know by Saturday or Sunday if I have the monkeypox or the COVID.
That's so stupid to get tested on Friday for a job for Monday. So Friday, as soon as you get tested, you're going to go into a bubble and not go out and socialize with anybody. That doesn't make any sense.
But I'm not going into a bubble because I have to work my other job
exactly.
on Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
So
right.
People live their life after they do it on Friday. Then they go out and they do like you do and just have parties all weekend long. Then you show up Monday and go, well, Friday I didn't have the COVID.
But that's why they test you when you get there Monday. As soon as you get there, they don't even let you in the building until you've tested first.
So they test you again.
Yeah, the rapid test. So I'm doing the PCR, the long-term test, Friday, and then I do the rapid test Monday morning, which it's just do the rapid test Monday morning. Why I got to go all the way out to Brooklyn on
exactly.
Friday? Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I don't like none of it.
Just rapid test me the morning when I walk in, and then you'll know. I'll know, you'll know. And if I'm positive, I'll go home.
Was the Gracie's held at the same place it was held last time?
Every year, it's held at the exact same place every year for the 40-some-odd years that the Gracie's have been around.
Yeah, that's a cool place. That's right across from Grand Central Station, and it used to be a library or something, a bank. It used to be a bank.
Right.
And it's huge, beautiful inside.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's called Cipriani. Yeah, no, it was great. It was really nice to be there as a judge and not a Gracie winner because the pressure was off. Because when you're there as a Gracie winner, you got to do the step and repeat. You got to do interviews. You got to go up when they call you to the side. Then they call you your name and you get up. You take more pictures and you're nervous. And did you wear the right thing? Hair and makeup? Me, I rolled out of bed, threw on some clothes, took a bus over there and didn't have any lipstick on. And I didn't have lipstick on, so I thought I wouldn't be. I thought I'd be wearing a mask, so I just spent the day without lipstick and COVID.
Congratulations! I'm so happy you got it again.
I didn't get a Gracie, but I did get COVID for the second. I got my fifth Gracie and my second COVID.